Flexibility is a photobiomodulation game changer. Hey, this is Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and this is my photobiomodulation hacker review of the Flexi Beam. And this is a pretty unique, I think, red light therapy device. And I'm going to tell you all about my experience with it, how I have been using it. And I've got a little bit of a rant. I've got it. Something I got to get off my chest. Also, in this video blog. Hey, this is Jonathan, and I'm fresh out of the cold shower. And I was so overjoyed to find out that we had a package delivered today. And this is the Flexi Beam by Recharge Health. And this is a state-of-the-art red light therapy device. And as you're going to see here, it is not quite like anything else out there. Okay, so here is the Flexi Beam.
Mm-hmm.
Relieve, repair, recover.
Yeah.
And I like that it has... This is better packaging than some biohacking stuff. You know, some biohacking things we've gotten, the packaging is really bare bones. And let's see if there's an additional...
No.
Oh, there's a...
Oh.
I think there's a charger.
Maybe it's inside.
Yeah, I think there's a charger left there. But let's open it. Ah, Flexi Beam. Oh, yeah. This is a cool. Okay. Aha. There it is.
Hmm.
Yeah. So you can see, hence the Flexi.
Hmm.
The Flexi part of it. So it's a flexible red light therapy.
I can use it on my side.
Device.
Right?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the ideal. Yeah, it's ideal for usage on appendages, because I think I was pleased to receive this product with no imports hassle here in Europe, where I live, from the fine folks in Scandinavia that produce it. I was most pleased with not having to go through that arduous imports process. That is not a fun thing in my life. And since then, I have grown even more pleased with it. It's a surprisingly simple yet effective application of red light therapy. The advantage is that it wraps around almost any part of your body to get the medicinal red light as close as possible to whatever bit of your body most needs that rejuvenating light. The FlexBeam comes with a multitude of Velcro straps for attaching it to your body however you please. The bold and daring biohacker fashion statements that could be made are limitless. It also comes with a very well-designed glossy manual, which I read and found educational. Apparently, the FlexBeam is a delivery of more intense and penetrating red light because of the special design of the mirrored bulb housings there. Next, I'll break down the different ways that I use the Flexi Beam. First, as a digestion aid after dinner. So what I'll do after dinner is I will sit down and I'll do two sessions, so 20 minutes total, with the red light illuminating the right and left sides of my chest, like this. And that's because the evidence indicates that red light aids digestion and metabolism, and is generally beneficial to the gut microbiome as well. And I do think it makes a little bit of a difference in improving my digestion, making my digestion just a bit more delightful after epic mealtimes. After a 20-hour fast,
more.
This is what I want to see before me. Bam! Check out that deliciousness about to be in my tummy. And the fly wifey, she is no vegan.
No.
She is no vegan. Isn't that right?
Yes.
We've revisited Stasovica, the home of the delicious pumpkin tart. Oh, yes. Mealtimes. And my wife actually does the exact same thing every evening. And she is one of those people that can only be convinced to do biohacks regularly if they actually do something for her. If she can actually feel that they're working. It's a game changer for workout recovery. Since the draconian COVID green pass measures were lifted here, I have been a regular at the gym. And in the past, weightlifting used to entail soreness for me, a nuisance of soreness for me in the days following a grueling workout, but no more, thanks to the FlexiBeam. The evening after a workout, every single workout, what I do is I sit down and I use the device for about an hour total. What I do, it does it in 10-minute sessions. 10-minute sessions are what the device is programmed for. And so I'll do 10-minute sessions in all of my different major upper body muscle groups. I'll do right pectoral, or this is covering like the my left pectoral and abdominals, right pectoral and abdominals. I do over my shoulders like this on right side, and then over the shoulders, 10 minutes on the left side. And then I'll do on my biceps. I'll just kind of set it on my biceps like this while I'm planted in my ancient Bulgarian armchair. I just relax and I'll read a book or watch a documentary on Curiosity Stream or Odyssey or wherever there's a documentary that's caught my attention. And that's what I'll do for about 50 minutes in the evening. And after doing that, oh, my muscles feel all that soreness and tension. It's kind of just dissolved. And of course, red light has an effect with stimulating some melatonin release. So yeah, it really is an ideal way to wind down for the evening. Typically after that hour spent relaxing, red lighting myself, I am really ready for the rejuvenating sleep that I need after a grueling workout. Next application is red lighting the family jewels, as they say. And so I have been into the red lighting my balls thing for quite a while. Apparently, this boosts testosterone production some. I'm not sure if the evidence is like really solid on that, but it certainly feels pleasant. And in my experience, the red lighting, the balls and the groin area, it's a bit of a sex hack. I find my dick feels a little bit better during sex if it's immediately preceded by doing red lighting of the family balls. Try that. Try that for all the sex hackers out there. Try red lighting your junk before you have sexy time. And you might really enjoy the experience, and the flexibility that the device offers is ideal for this. Okay, something else. I did once try attaching the red light to my head. I wrapped it around my head because red light penetrating your skull can have subtle nootropic effects. And then it also beautifies the hair, as you can see. But the manufacturers, the people that created the Flexi-Me, they advise that I not do that. They advise that I not attach the device to my head. So I'm not going to do it. Mostly just because it looks really, really dorky, as you can see. And fortunately, I do not suffer from any kind of chronic pain issues. A lot of people do. And if you go and read and check out the FlexiBeam testimonials, if you go and look on, I think it's Trustpilot, or if you look in their Facebook community group, you'll see that there's a lot of people that it's a major chronic pain game changer, which is awesome. I did another video where my father-in-law, I had him use my other red light therapy device, and it actually saved him from a herniated disc surgery. So yeah, red light really can be a game changer for pain. For the people that have chronic pain issues, red light is the first thing that I recommend because it can consistently make a difference. Okay, so I promised a rant, and here it is. So I have two red light therapy devices at this point, and let me tell you what I really love about them in comparison to other biohacking products that I've seen out there in the market. What I really appreciate about them is that I don't have to pay $9 a month for them to work. They don't require Bluetooth. The red light therapy devices that I have, they don't require an app or software that needs to be updated on a monthly basis. They don't have Bluetooth misconnection issues. You know what I really like about red light therapy devices? They don't require a username and password that I need to write down somewhere and keep track of. With my red light therapy devices, I just plug them in, or in the case of the FlexiBeam, make sure that it's charged. I just plug them in and switch them on, and they work. I really like that. And I think that we, as the biohacker community, I think we should demand that more products be like this, that they be things that you just plug them in and they work, and you don't have to pay for them on a monthly basis. So this is my rant about the subscription servicization that is happening with a lot of products that I'm seeing advertised out there. I am increasingly uneasy about this trend of biohacking products that are a couple hundred dollars up front, and then you have a monthly ongoing cost. I think that that is not cool. Not cool at all. And you might say, hey, you know, it's only $5 a month, or it's only $9 a month. That's really not very much. That's, you know, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day, right? That's not so bad. If the product empowers my health, my happiness, and my productivity, that's kind of what you might say. That's how you might kind of justify signing up for yet another subscription service. But I've got some objections to this approach, okay? So let's say you miss a payment. Let's say you miss one of those $5 or $9 a month payments, or one of these things was even $20 a month. It was like hundreds of dollars up front, and then it was $19 a month ongoing. I was like, what a ripoff. So if you ever, let's say you ever miss one of these payments because, I don't know, Maybe you lose your job. Maybe you get laid off. Or maybe your credit card just doesn't work. Or your bank has a snafu, right? If you ever miss one of those payments, then your biohacking device that cost hundreds of dollars, it just turns into a paperweight. And then you gotta sign back up. You gotta add another credit card. You could email them and ask them, please, 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 can you turn my service on? I promise I'll pay it soon. Okay, I don't like that. I don't like the fact that you pay all that money for a thing and then it stops working if you miss a payment of some small amount of money. Next point. This is an important point, okay? Businesses fail a lot. Most businesses do not survive more than a couple of years. And when I see these subscription service products out there that you pay ongoing for them, I am really curious about what happens if the business that created and sold you that product, what if they go out of business? What happens if you drop several hundred dollars on a thing and then for whatever reason they fail? Because a lot of these companies that are offering these biohacking devices, a lot of them are startup kind of businesses. A lot of them are launching on Indiegogo or Kickstarter or whatever. And because they're startup businesses, that means they have like a 60, 70, maybe 80% chance of just failing and not being around in like a couple of years. And so at that point, like if they have a software, if there's an app for your smartphone, if there's software that the device requires itself, if there's some sort of web platform with an interface, maybe there's all three of these things that need to talk to each other and need to be updated regularly. What happens if the business goes away? Well, I strongly suspect that all of that software is going to stop working. And then your thing that you spent hundreds of dollars on is just gonna, again, turn into a paperweight. You can look at the phenomena of, it's called abandonware, which is a software that, software, or in a lot of cases, like video computer games, where a publisher puts out a piece of software and then they sell it, but then they go out of business because of mismanagement or competition or any number of reasons that businesses go out of business. And then the customers, the people that are actually paying for the product in the first place, the customers get screwed. And I would really hate to see that happen with some of these biohacking products that are even more expensive. Okay, next point. Subscription services incentivize entrepreneurs, inventors, and companies to half-ass the product that they are offering, in my opinion. I think that with these subscription service type products, the companies, they tend to invest more money into marketing than they are investing into R&D, into research and development, or into the quality assurance. Especially when it's a product that can be updated via software updates. When it's a thing where they can just via cloud services, push out software updates to a product, then they really don't have the incentive in place to do like really rigorous R&D testing up front. You know, when they can just do updates via software, then they are going to be taking the move fast and break things approach to their R&D and their development. And I really don't like that. I really don't like it when companies are investing more money into Facebook and Instagram ads than they are into the creating a great product. Final point. I'm a bit of a doomsday prepper, and I really like the health products that might, I really like to collect health products that might survive the collapse of neoliberal technological society. And you can just imagine if there is a SHTF, if something apocalyptic happens in the near future, you're going to be really thankful that you invested in health products that are going to preserve your health. Because I don't know, maybe you'll have a nuke will go off and there'll be radiation being carried around the world by the four winds, right? And maybe a hospital and healthcare infrastructure will have like totally collapsed in the near future. It certainly seems possible, right? And in that kind of scenario, you're going to be really thankful that you have products that keep working, that can preserve your health. Indeed, it might be something that gets you and your family and your genes through like a coming evolutionary funnel that humanity needs to go through to get to that Star Trek kind of future, right? I want to get through that evolutionary funnel. And I think that certain biohacking devices are going to help me, but not biohacking devices that are depending on an application and a web platform and ultimately Amazon services. In the event of SHTF, in the event of something apocalyptic happening, in the event of maybe something not so apocalyptic, but just maybe a bad hack of Amazon Web Services, all of those biohacking devices that you see out there that depend on cloud services, they are just going to turn into paperweights. And you're going to say, wow, that was a waste of several hundred dollars. So I really respect that the FlexiBeam folks there at Recharge Health, I really respect that they didn't bake in a half-assed subscription service kind of model, cash grab business model into this product. Again, it's something that you just charge it and switch it on and it works and it will continue to work for years and years and years and years and years, I presume. So because I appreciate that, that seems like a real high integrity kind of move to me. FlexiBeam is one, and Recharge Health is one of the Limitless Mindset Secret Society offerings. So if you invest in one of these, I will hook you up with a free biohacking consultation. What you got to do, they don't have an affiliate program. I don't have any affiliate links to give you. But if you pick up one of these and then you forward me the receipt and then you let the folks at FlexiBeam /RechargeHealth, if you let them know that you heard about it via Jonathan Roseland with Limitless Mindset, then I will get on a 30-minute biohacking consultation call with you. Me and you can chat about, well, whatever life hacking, biohacking stuff that you might like to run past somebody with 10 years of experience. And I might have a really good insight for you on something. This is one of my favorite parts of my job. It's a way that I meet really cool people around the world and make friends and sometimes can give a person just the little factoid or piece of insight that they need to make some sort of breakthrough. So if you pick one up, yeah, do let me know. Do forward your receipt over to consultations@limitlessmindset.com. Oh, and a final thing I'll mention. Funnily enough, the FlexiBeam I saw initially advertised on BitChute, like they BitChute.com, like they had purchased a banner ad on BitChute, and I looked at the product, I looked at their website, and I said, I wonder if these people know just what kind of website BitChute is. And then I listened to some interviews with the Recharge Health team. I talked with Bjorn there myself.
What are the wavelengths that the FlexiBeam projects?
Yeah, so we have wavelengths in the red part of the spectrum, which is sweeping between 625 and 635 nanometers. And then in the infrared spectrum, around 815 to 830 nanometers. Those are the wavelengths based on your current FlexiBeam.
Great, great. Yeah, the 800 spectrum was what I was, I think that's kind of the sweet spot for like recovery, exercise recovery, right?
Yeah, that's what we found from the beginning. It all, it's between 800 and 850. And that's what most of the studies are showing as well. Some of the studies on this is restricted by basically what kind of bulb that is available on the market. And that keeps changing a little bit between 810, 820, 830. We found through testing that they all work in various ways around that part of the spectrum. So that's a sweet spot that we have found as well.
And do you got one there that you can show me?
Hey, so yeah, this is my own personal unit. This is the controller part that you see here. So we have three programs that are, it's really choosing between what you just asked me about, how much red you want versus infrared. So like for program one, it's predominantly red light. You'll see this is like particularly bright here on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
But I can pause this. I can change it around to setting two, which is going to be the more typical like combination of red and infrared. And more or less full speed. And then we have a setting three, which is the what we call the deep setting. Like that's 95% of it is infrared. And you might notice that there's less visible light in this one. It is just a tiny bit of red. And it's because infrared is off the visible spectrum. So this one is really quite powerful for deep tissues and joints. Whereas the first setting is much more powerful for like wound healing and surface scars and things where you want sort of skin level treatment.
And how have you been using it personally yourself?
For this one, I'm using it a variety of ways. I find like the main area that I have found it most useful for is my lower back, because I have say an old injury, I think from a basketball playing and then lifting weight. It's like a typical, that's usually the canary in the coal mine. If I lift too much, it's like it's where I start feeling it first. So that's where I usually use it before and after exercise. I find it super helpful. And that would be using setting three to get really deep in. And then for for more sort of wellness and meditation, area, I do like using it on my stomach. Then I would use setting two to get some of the red light as well. But then I literally put it like vertically over my stomach area from all the line down from below the heart and stuff. And this is really quite useful for the boost of energy you can get from red and infrared light, because apparently the gut area has the most light receptors anywhere in your body. So it's the most receptive area to sort of soak up the energy in the body for more of a systemic effect. And I find, and we have a lot of users that attest to this as well, that it's good for like gut healing generally, feeling better in your guts, that it just improves digestion and stuff. So that's like an immunity, digestion, well-being kind of setting that I found quite powerful. You can even wrap it this way. So some people use it like this for the neck. When they have like a stiff neck, you can roll it around. You get the full length treatment. So you can wrap it around, but you can kind of be creative with it wherever it fits your body. And we have verified user reviews on Trustpilot, which is a UK-based international platform for securing that you can't pad your reviews or you can't sort of fool the algorithm. It's like consistent reviews. And there we are, with the lamp out of front. For us, it was important to establish this externally. And so Trustpilot is an important way for that. So we get verified user reviews.
And if you are a person that really believes and cares about health freedom and freedom in general, who's on some of these dissident kind of platforms on the internet, then please vote with your dollars for the kind of future that you want to enjoy and pass on to the future generations. And, you know, purchase things from companies that are advertising on BitChute instead of on Facebook. And that's how we get to the kind of future that we really want. So Do let me know if you try this one out. Do let me know how you are using red light therapy, what things you're stacking, because I'm always curious about all that and sharing all of that good stuff with the fine folks out there. I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, looking forward to a continued conversation with you.